I recognize you, Ambassador.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. And this is a new format in our discussion, so we are giving it a try. We don't want to hold up the list of speakers that are coming up. But just to, on substance, first of all, we'd like to thank the Russian delegation for paying, firstly, close attention to what we've been saying, including Dunanga's statement today, and picking on the points that they feel are worthy of support and further work in the PwC context, running up to the run up to the review conference. Let me add, leave one thought up in the air for the purpose to make your format a little more meaningful. And we are aware that there are a number of speakers down the list who will come up and deal with the science and technology issue. Article 12 refers to looking at new science and technology developments of relevance to the convention. So we need to find a way of assessing the relevance of new science and technology developments. There are basically two views on this. One is that the relevance will be determined, assessed, and acted upon by the states parties. It's essentially in its final form of political decision. And there is another set of views. And those have informed a number of proposals that are coming up. We've seen them on the website, so we know that they are being presented, which are all have very good elements. But there is a different approach. They see that relevance to be determined first by technical experts. And we heard that from our colleague from Finland, that let's keep politics out of the work of the technical experts. I mean, I'm paraphrasing it, but that's generally what our colleague from Finland meant. We are willing to look at both these approaches. We feel that our first approach is a more relevant approach. Article 12, as originally envisaged, drafted, and agreed upon, was essentially a political article in its final form. It has a strong technical input, but it's not left entirely to technical experts. So among the various proposals, and I think we want to say this, there are a large number of proposals on the table, and we completely endorse your view, which you put forward in your introductory remarks, that the number of proposals on the table is an indication of the substantive interest in strengthening the convention, and which is to be only welcomed. But as we go along in the course of our discussions, these two, not necessarily mutually exclusive views, but definitely different views on how science and technology should be triggered, how it should be taken forward, and how it should be concluded. There are different views, and I just added this point to add a point of clarity on how at least the Indian delegation is approaching it, and we are very pleased that the Russian delegation has a broadly similar approach. The Russian proposal, just to add a point, and we'll hear about it in greater detail from the Russian delegation itself, on the Science and Technology Committee, in a sense, keeps science and technology review state-led and state-driven with technical input, which is a different model from the model that is being pursued by others. But of course, we are very happy to listen to other points of view as well. Thank you, Mr. President.